everyone, and thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason, joined this week by Alan Branch. Alan, we're coming off a bye week at the midpoint in the season. How essential was that rest?
Any bye week is key. You know, just being able to rest the body for a little bit and just recharge the batteries. And, you know, we're lucky enough to have it halfway through the season. So it kind of gives us, you know, a leg up on getting ready for the rest of the year.
Did you do anything fun?
I got to spend a lot of time with my kids. You know, I took them to a trampoline park and everything and let them run around and play. So it was a good time watching them.
Something else that happened during the bye week, of course, Jamie Collins was traded to Cleveland. What has the adjustment been like being back in the defense, filling that void left by Collins?
Just got to kind of get used to it. You know, we always, you know, joke around and, you know, have a certain, not a clique or a group or anything, but you always hear Jamie saying, you know, a joke or something in the background. So had to get used to not hearing that and everything. But, I mean, life goes on, and, you know, it's always the next man up in this system over here. So everybody just understands that the next person's ready to go and ready to fill his shoes.
And speaking of next man up, this week you guys have Seattle. What is the toughest part of their offense to dissect?
I'd say almost all of it, just because you never know what you're going to get. You know, they run the shotgun zone scheme, which you never know who's going to have the ball, the quarterback, the running back. And then with me as a defensive lineman, it's the blocking schemes that you get, like who you're going to play into, who do you leverage against, and, you know, where the ball's going to be, because you have to look for the ball while you're pushing on the block. So it's a difficult system to play against, but, I mean, I feel like our coaches did a good job, you know, scouting and preparing us, getting ready for the game.
Something fans might not see pregame, you are always the guy dancing to the pregame music. It's like you're getting in your zone and you do that by dancing. Can you give us a little insight as to why you always seem like the happiest guy on the field pregame?
Honestly, I have no clue. I just try to enjoy every moment. You know, this job doesn't last forever, and I think I finally realized that a couple of years ago, and I try to make it a point to, you know, enjoy every moment I can of it and have a good time. And, you know, if I pull in a couple other guys, that's, you know, a plus.
All right, Alan. Well, I hope you have a whole lot of fun on Sunday, and best of luck to you against the Seahawks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. All right, guys, some other things to be on the lookout for. At practice today, Chris Long and Chris Hogan were not there. However, we are still waiting the injury report. It could be nothing. However, they weren't on the injury report earlier in the week. That was something notable to take away from today. And as we look towards Sunday, of course, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks will be in town for a matchup of Super Bowl 49. We'll see how it shakes out right here in Gillette Stadium on Sunday. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.